Hi, I'm Chanel, host of Peace Out Podcast for kids and their grown-ups. When I'm not writing and recording for a podcast, I work in a family supports program with families with children under the age of 6. Rob, Bedtime FM's founder and the producer of this show, works somewhere many kids dream about, a toy company. We both love doing this podcast on our free time because it's something we enjoy and believe in. If you can help support what we're doing here, please go to bedtime.fm/support to make a one-time donation, or better yet, become a Patreon. By setting up an automatic donation each month, it can be as little as $2 per story, you're helping us cover the costs of making the podcast. You can also get some fun perks like personalized birthday messages, some which I may or may not have subjected the listener to my singing, stickers, and more. I hope you think about it and go to bedtime.fm/support after today's episode to learn more before you donate. Thank you. Welcome. This is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel, and I'm so happy you're here today, because guess what? Calla and Chuff made it. They're at the top of Treasure Mountain. We always start with the calm down countdown to get our minds and bodies ready to relax. Sit up tall now. Roll your shoulders back. Lift your chin just a little. Place your hands on your knees. And close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out. Breathe in again and feel your belly getting filled like a balloon. And breathe out and push your belly button towards your back. Breathe in and fill up your belly. And breathe out and push your belly button towards your back. Keep doing this, and I'll start counting down from 10. Just focus on your breathing, and hopefully by the time we get down to 1, your mind and body will feel much more relaxed. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Calla and Chuff are just around the corner from the top of the mountain. Calla carefully takes out the old piece of bark that the rhyme is scrawled on. She's kept it wrapped in a piece of cloth to protect it from getting wet or breaking. Now she's laying it on the ground in front of them. She's going to read it out loud. And as she does, we'll do a few exercises along the way. At the highest altitude, stretch your arms out to the sides and raise them up slowly until your hands meet. Now turn your palms facing out and bring your arms back down to the ground. This time, breathe in as you raise your arms up and palms touch, and turn your palms facing out and breathe out as you bring them down. Breathe in and arms up. Breathe out and arms down. Keep going at your own pace now. Good work. Let your hands rest on your knees again. Check your posture. Do you need to straighten up again? Calla's continuing now. For centuries, lay a multitude of treasures beyond all imagination. What does the word multitude mean? It has the same prefix as multiple. So do you think a multitude of treasures is a lot or a little? You're right, it's a lot. Keeping your eyes closed, let's imagine a multitude of treasures right now. Imagine a cave. And now imagine what kinds of treasures may fill that cave. Keep filling up your cave until it's bursting with treasure. What does it look like? That will one day save our humble nation. Riches that will only be unburied by one who is pure of heart and deed. Someone who is pure of heart and deed is someone whose heart is full of love and kindness. Have you ever felt your heart beat? Let's try it now. Take two fingers and press them gently on the same side of your neck. Find the space that is just under the side of your jaw. You might need to move around slowly until you feel the pulse of your heart beating blood throughout your body. It'll feel like a steady beat. Did you find your pulse? If you need a little help, ask a grown-up to show you how to do it. Let's count the number of beats. Count in your head if you're listening to this with others, and I'll let you know when to stop. Ready? Start counting now. And stop. How many times did your heart beat during that time? Who passed through fire, water, air, and earth? And defeat monsters to prove their worth. Did Kala and Chuff defeat monsters on their journey? They didn't meet any scary creatures along the way. But Kala did battle one monster, jealousy. Jealousy is also called the green-eyed monster because it can drain all your energy and take over your life because you become so focused on what others have. The green-eyed monster makes you forget all the good stuff in your life, and that's not good. In our episode called Jealous Much, we talked about how one way to defeat the green-eyed monster is by showing gratitude for the things we do have. So let's do that now. Lie down on the ground. Get comfortable because we'll be here for a while. Close your eyes again. And now try to think of at least three people or things in your life that you are grateful or thankful for. Uh-oh. This didn't seem to work for Kala. She had felt jealous of Chuff for figuring out the fire clue, the red flowers, even though it was her idea to find the treasure in the first place. So now she's climbed quickly ahead as they neared the top. She wanted to get there first. It was a red panda treasure after all, so shouldn't it be a red panda who sees it first? Chuff looks surprised that Kala suddenly sped ahead of her, but didn't say anything. The fortune you seek to win is unlocked by power from within. Well, Kala is now at the top of the mountain and has found a big rock with a red panda drawn on it, just like near the rhododendrons and the cliff that helped point them to the right direction. Chuff is still climbing up and will be there soon. Kala thinks she needs to move the rock and that the treasure is buried underneath. But it's much too heavy to move. The rhyme says it's unlocked from power from within. But what does that mean? Think strong thoughts? That's not helping. She's tried pushing it, pulling it, wiggling it, but it will not budge. Now she's flopped on the ground, exhausted from the hard work, and feeling frustrated, because now that she's right next to the treasure, she can't move the rock that's on top of it. Here's Chuff coming up now. She sees the red panda drawing on the rock, and a tired Kala sitting next to it, and figures out immediately what was happening. Chuff feels a little hurt that after all their travels together, everything they've been through, Kala didn't wait for her to start trying to unbury the treasure. So, she walks past Kala and starts pushing on the rock. She is a big, strong snow leopard, after all. Chuff pushes and pushes, but eventually she flops on the ground right beside Kala, also exhausted. The rock hasn't even budged a bit. After a long time, Chuff suggests that they look at the bark where the rhyme is written on again. Kala pulls it out of her sack, unwraps the cloth, and hands it carefully over to Chuff, not saying a word. Chuff turns it over in her paws and stares at the words, maybe hoping the answer will pop out at her. But she doesn't see anything. She shrugs her huge shoulders and passes the bark back to Kala. Kala doesn't know what to do, so she just holds it in her hands and stares at it while she thinks. "Hey, what's that there?" Kala thinks she sees... Yes, it's some writing on the back of the bark, on a smooth bit. It's a little smudged, but it's definitely writing. It's two more lines of the rhyme. Kala reads the entire rhyme out loud. At the highest altitude, for centuries, lay a multitude of treasures beyond all imagination that will one day save our humble nation. Riches that will only be unburied by one who is pure of heart and deed, who will pass through fire, water, air, and earth, and defeat monsters to prove their worth. The fortune you seek to win is unlocked by power from within. Go alone and you won't succeed. A true friend is what you need. Oh. Kala and Chuff both look a little embarrassed now. They're glancing at each other. And finally, they smile. And soon start to laugh. They've both been so silly. They've become the best of friends throughout this journey to get here. And it turns out they need each other to complete the journey. Of course. Kala and Chuff both approach the rock together. And together they push. And to their surprise, the rock moves away really easily and smoothly. Now, what do you think they saw in the small dugout hole under the rock? Remember the multitude of treasures we imagined earlier? Did you picture piles of gold coins, diamonds and rubies, money, jewels and jewelry? Well, Kala and Chuff peered into the hole and saw 5 small gemstones. They were black and shiny, so shiny that they could see their own reflection in them. The gems are oval-shaped and would fit in the palm of your hand. Slowly, Kala and Chuff picked them up one by one. Nothing happened when they did. They looked at them and felt confused. What on earth were these gems, and how were these 5 small rocks considered the most famous ancient treasure in Red Panda history? Kala didn't want to show how disappointed she was. It's been almost a year, and all she got were these 5 gems? So Cal and Chef are headed back down the mountain now, their sack filled with the 5 gemstones that they found. It's not what they expected, but at least they're not leaving empty-handed. Cala wants to visit the other Red Panda group before they head home, so that's where they're headed now. She was surprised at how much she missed them. There are not a lot of red pandas in the world, but because they are so hard to find, we really don't know how many there are. Cala hopes that seeing Hungzana and his group of red pandas will cheer her up before they head home. Chef wants to see his new friends too. As they move down the mountain, the 2 friends are quieter than they were climbing up. Cala thinking about the gems, and Chef thinking, where would she go once Cala goes home? So many questions, but guess what? Cala and Chef's adventure is not done yet. We have 2 more episodes of season 2 left, and there is a big surprise for Cala and Chef at the end. So come back in 2 weeks when we have 2 special guests joining us before our season finale episode. What do you think the surprise is? You can tweet your guesses at Peace Out Podcast or email them to me at peaceout@bedtime.fm or on Facebook at bedtime.fm. Until then, peace out and peace within.